It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, airing throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area, and of course worldwide at WABCradio.com. That's what it is. And of course at MYBradio.com. I've got to give the exact address, MYBradio.com. And of course on the 77 WABC app. Yes, thank you, New York. The Nielsen ratings have us in the top 10 in New York AM radio since May of 2017. How do you like that? Nielsen is the global measurement and data analytics company, and to have that type of recognition is truly special. And of course, it's a testament to you, the great listeners of this program. And of course, a shout out to the great team we have at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who plays such an important support role for this show. Well, throughout our tenure here at 77 WABC, we come and each week we deliver amazing, informative business content that you are able to then take to your industry, your business, and apply it and become very successful. We cover such a wide range of professions and categories: sales, social media, corporate culture, strategic planning, retail, communications, entrepreneurship, time management, customer retention, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition, where you'll gain solid business strategies and advice to get you ahead in today's business world. Well, of course, we have to be appropriate and thank those that have that are so instrumental in making this a great show on a weekly basis. The great team at Bottom Line Marketing Group: Cyrilli, Michal, Malka, Osher, Miriam. Thank you, and of course, Mrs. Menzelewski, of course, Abigail, and to the great folks at 77 WABC: Glenn, James, Matt, Leslie, Chris, Tim. Thank you, and of course, a special shout out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. We have a robust YouTube channel. Tonight's show this episode will be featured on YouTube. We're of course on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, OG Podcast Network, Player.fm. The list goes on. And it's very special. There were some weeks we had over 1,000 downloads, and of course you can access every single episode by going to mybradio.com. MYBradio.com. Well, without further ado, going to tonight's very, very special guest, Elon Rosenrauch. Let me just give you some background. Elon is the VP and head of the customer experience at AJ Madison. AJ Madison is perhaps the leading, or certainly one of the leading, retailers of large appliances throughout the tri-state area. Elon Rosenrauch is the VP, as mentioned, and head of the customer experience. Therefore, we encourage you to stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where we will discuss the customer experience, managing complex logistics, and, of course, the story of retail in 2020. With that intro, we give a warm welcome, Elon Rosenrauch. Thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you, Yitzhak, for having me.
Okay, so Elon, you're the head today. Let's go straight into the customer experience. We've spoken about that very critical subject many times on this program. In fact, we've had Shep Hyken. I'm not sure if you're familiar. Shep Hyken is one of the leading speakers in the country. He's an NSA Hall of Famer. We had him on a number of times talking about the customer experience. Giving a shout out to one of his books, Be Amazing or Go Home, all about the customer experience. Tell us about yourself. Obviously, carrying this role is of great significance to a company like AJ Madison, and a very critical role. Did you dream about this when you were in kindergarten? Like, what's the backstory?
It's really interesting. Customer experience is as you mentioned, is a relatively new lane, if you can call it that,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
For probably the past 5 or 10 years, it's become a discipline that people focus on.
Yes.
I think before that, it was just called doing a good job running your business.
Yeah, that's right.
In today's complex...
Customer service.
Right. In today's complex world, it's gotten a lot harder to deliver great service, and customer experience, customer expectations has really gone through the roof.
That's right. So
really, when we think about customer experience at AJ Madison, it's really about delivering the best experience to the customer from beginning to end, from the sale through getting the appliances into their home.
So just coming back, if I may, just about yourself, did you, when did you have that epiphany, that moment that you said, you know what, the customer experience is just, it's in my genes, it's in my bones. I just want to be responsible for delivering. I mean, on a daily basis, you're making dozens of deliveries. There are hundreds of deliveries. That means thousands of transactions. We're going to get to later the fact that you have an e-commerce presence, you have brick and mortar presence, you have locations in different states. When did it hit you that, like, this is something that I'm passionate about and I want to execute this for a major retailer?
I think I've always been focused on the customer experience. About 15 years ago when I started my career in technology, it was keeping a large gaming company running. And so talk about customers that are passionate, that need to, need to have
fiery,
a great experience.
Yeah.
If your platform went down or you weren't providing a great experience every day, you were toast and they told you about it. That was before, you know,
and that was before social media, because then forget it, the game's over. No pun intended.
Correct. And so throughout the years, I've worked in a bunch of different different companies doing media and providing great experiences to large brands. And when I came to AJ Madison, it was sort of a natural fit to say, how do we merge the technology, which is my background and been my focus, with delivering a great experience in a retail and e-commerce world.
Now, Ilan, you touched on it a little bit earlier, but perhaps you can explain the customer experience. What does that entail? How would you define the concept, the customer experience?
The customer experience is really when you look holistically across your business and say, at every touch point with the customer, am I doing a great job? Am I giving them what they need at every point? Is the salesperson knowledgeable? Is the website running? Is it fast? Does it have the right information? Does it have the right product available at the right time?
Mm-hmm.
Is the delivery going smoothly? Did the installation go well? And is the customer happy at the end? And really everything in between. And at AJ Madison, that's what we're really focused on. It's more than just saying, here's a bunch of appliances we hope you enjoy. It's about making sure that it's relaxing, that it's easy, that experience that you have is really an experience that's positive that you're going to go and tell your friends about.
So you're overseeing a number of people who are then in turn monitoring the metrics on the front lines between interactions by phone, interactions in the store, online.
That's absolutely correct.
Monitoring social media.
Correct. There's many places where we talk to customers or where a customer interacts with the AJ Madison brand, whether it's in our store, on the website, on the phone, that we have to make sure that they're really getting that great experience that we stand behind.
Here's an important question. What lessons have your customers taught you that led to improvements in the customer experience chain?
I think the biggest lesson we learned from our customers is that the personal touch matters. Even in 2020, where everything is automated and everybody wants to be disconnected from talking to a human being, and everybody says they want to text instead of talking, people don't want to talk to machines. We don't have machines communicating with our customers. And so as important as communication is, having that personal touch to always know there's somebody behind it. There's a human being that's making sure that your refrigerator gets from the warehouse into a truck safely, that it gets to your house, that it ends up in your kitchen, that it gets installed properly, and that your food gets cold. And if you run into a problem, you're going to pick up the phone or you're going to send us an email or a text or a Twitter message, and you're going to get an actual person who's going to get on the phone with you and work through the problem.
You know, Ilan, this is such an important point because today, like you said, you know, everyone's living just on their phones, and the impression is that, you know, the human touch doesn't matter. I'll just communicate, I'll order it online, and it's just voila, going to magically appear at my door and delivered by a drone, whatever it is. Not realizing that when there isn't, when it's absent of a human being on top of it, being responsible for it, that, of course, we're not saying we don't leverage computer systems and technology. Of course we leverage it.
And there's definitely people who prefer that, and we go that route for them.
Got you. But the fact that people can, if they're going to place the order for a large appliance, they're redoing their kitchen, they want to be able to work with someone that's going to take responsibility and say, you know what, I understand the little details matter. If appliance is going to be, if let's say, for example, the size of a fridge is not communicated and the fridge shows up at the house and it's 1 inch too large for the space that the contractor left for it, it's a problem. And therefore, talking with a person where they'll ask those questions in order to ensure that the customer experience is perfect from A to Z is critical.
Absolutely. And there's even people who you don't see, who you will never talk to, who spend their whole day making sure that they understand the appliances deeply so that when you're searching online or when you call on the phone, you can actually find what you're looking for. And it's not just about size. Obviously, we want it to fit.
Right.
But today's appliances are about as much about style and look and feel as any other accessory you put in your home. So if you're redoing your kitchen and you want your kitchen to look and feel a certain way, you also want your appliances to complement that. And we work closely with a lot of designers exactly on that point to make sure that they're getting not just the right size and the right fuel and the right type of appliance, but that it matches the decor and it matches the feel and the experience you have in your new home or your new room.
My guest this evening is none other than Ilan Rosenrauch, the Vice President and Head of the Customer Experience at AJ Madison. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Are you struggling to have your voice heard in a loud, busy, and overwhelming environment? It takes 6 seconds or less for consumers to form an impression of your brand. You cannot afford to get drowned out by the world. Having a clear corporate narrative will help your business stand out and go from surviving to thriving. Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, has been helping brands craft their corporate narrative for nearly 3 decades. BLMG put together a guide to help businesses speak with authority and take control of your corporate narrative. Visit BrandStory2020.com for your free Surviving to Thriving Executive Guide for Business Growth. That's BrandStory2020.com to get your free executive guide to helping your business scale. Again, that's BrandStory2020.com. If your business is ready to thrive, visit BrandStory2020.com. BLMG, Bottom Line Marketing Group. Get ready to tell your story.
Are you a life insurance agent or financial advisor? Then this message is for you. At Hidden Gem Life Solutions, we specialize in purchasing life and viatical settlements. We convert unneeded life insurance policies into profit for you and your client as listed. By partnering with the Hidden Gem team, you can make over $50,000 possible commission on a single deal. Visit HiddenGemLS.com and get started. Turn your client's liability into an asset by visiting Hidden Gem's website, HiddenGemLS.com. That's HiddenGemLS.com. Or you can call us at 516-342-5516.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Zaflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is Ilan Rosenrauch, Vice President and Head of the Customer Experience at AJ Madison. Ilan, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Great to be here.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, the listeners know that every single week they've come to expect great guests, great content. And we appreciate the fact that you're sharing, you know, critical content, the lesson of customer experience. Soon we're going to talk about the status of retail in 2020, talk about complicated logistics. So let me jump right in. You know, as a marketer myself, I do run Bottom Line Marketing Group. I know that, you know, you always have to be one step ahead. What advice do you have for listeners to create a customer-centric culture within an organization? How do you get people to like buy into it and then execute it day in and day out?
I think you're 100% right. You can't mandate customer centricity. You have to really inculcate it into everybody. People have to kind of live and breathe it. I always tell the team, think about what you want the outcome to be. If this was your house, if this was your appliance, if this was your mother, and something went
awry. It's a
great
perspective. Right? Great point.
Well, are you going to be happy with the outcome? If you can't look yourself in the mirror and say, I'm going to be satisfied with the way this was handled, go back and figure out a better way to work on the problem. Get someone to help you. Go talk to someone. Think about it from a different angle. There's always a solution, right? There's always some way to make it better.
I love it.
And I think that's the piece of it. And then when people start to see that, you know, seeing is believing, right? There's no better feeling for someone who's working in a customer service or a sales role than turning a negative experience around and making it a positive experience.
That's always the best. And then you have a customer for life.
And that customer will tell all their friends.
That's right. Wow, such an important perspective. And like you said, it's not something that it could just be told to people. They have to buy into it, and then it has to be has to be where, of course, senior management and management and then everyone at the company as a whole lives it, breathes it. And to your point, the fact, would I service my mom like this? Like, let's say there's a challenge. Something happened. The delivery is late from the manufacturer, the boat, whatever it is. Say, what would I tell my mom? What would I tell my wife? Like, look at it that way, as opposed to, it's a customer. I'm sure they'll understand.
Right, and there's always a story. There's always you have to spend the time to understand from a customer's perspective what it is that's driving them being unhappy, or why that's an issue for them. Right. Imagine you stayed home from work today and your appliance didn't come, or imagine your refrigerator died and your food needs to be cold. Right. Mm-hmm. Or you're planning to cook a big Thanksgiving dinner and your oven dies and it's 3 days before Thanksgiving. Right. These are stressful situations for people,
absolutely.
Right? It's not a joke, and it's not like, oh, you know, I'm waiting for something from,
whatever that you could really wait.
Right? And so it's really about getting into the customer's shoes and making sure that you're not just being empathetic, but that you're doing your best to really give them an outcome that helps them out. We've done all sorts of things to pull out the stops. We've loaned appliances to people where we needed to. There's a story that sticks out of my mind.
Please share it.
The holiday time last year, where somebody's refrigerator died, and they were so upset, and the refrigerator they ordered was delayed from the manufacturer, and we couldn't get it to them. We were able to loan them a refrigerator from our warehouse so that they could still serve food and have their holiday with their family. That's a customer for life, and I bet you so is everyone else that was at their table. And even if they're not, it made everybody who was involved feel great about that, because you had a customer who that situation could have just been, sorry, you're not getting it until next week, figure it out. And the team was able to go above and beyond and make it happen.
So at AJ Madison, you oversee all this, but again, you inculcate into your frontline staff to think along those lines. Like if, let's say the manufacturer, whoever it was delayed in getting the product to you. It's beyond your control. But you didn't throw up your hands and say, listen, we're doing the best we could. I said, no, we're doing the best we could, but there's plan B. I have an option for you that will at least get you by your needs for in the immediate.
100%. We as a team, we don't believe in no or we can't do it. There's always a way to figure out how to do it. One of the values we bring is we have great relationships with the manufacturers. They'll be able to sometimes move a mountain to help us. Not always, but we have the ability to pick up the phone and ask for help. And the team is empowered to do that, and they know that that's what's expected, and that's what the customers expect from them.
Ilan, this is an interesting question. Good customer service, good service is kind of a soft term, or it's one of those terms that everyone wants great customer service, but different people define it in different ways. Some people, the expectation is much higher than others. What are some of the best practices in terms of executing great customer service?
So we, use the word good, and we don't like to use the word good because great is really what we're striving for. And it's even more than being great. We don't, we don't view ourselves as salespeople or customer service people. We're your partner, right? You're doing a renovation. You're building a new house. You're redoing your laundry room. We're your partner, just like your contractor is your partner. We're not just selling you a product and sending you away. And providing great customer service means understanding all of those pieces. It could mean you're going to send me the plans from your renovation, and we're going to look at it together and figure out what makes sense. It could be that I'm going to be on Google Maps trying to figure out the best way to get the product into your house and looking at pictures. It might mean we send someone to your house to measure and take pictures, just to be sure that we actually can get that piece into your home. But really, for us, it's not part of what we do. It is what we do. We are committed to providing service from the sale all the way through till you're happy with your appliance. And, for us, it's really just about making sure that everything you need is taken care of and that you don't have to think about it. For most people, buy appliances once, maybe twice in your life, unless a washing machine breaks, right? How many times is someone redoing their kitchen or redoing their laundry room in their lifetime? You're not going to become an expert in the field overnight. That's our responsibility.
Right.
That's our job.
Right.
We're there to be your partner and to help you. And if you think about it as a partnership, someone
both
sitting by your
everyone
side.
Everyone has to live and breathe it and be all
in. And that's what the team does on every day.
Ilan, as a marketing, in the field of marketing pro myself, I'm also interested in how you might communicate good service to prospective employees and just to explain to prospective customers. Meaning, great customer service benefits those that are already you know, we'll call, you know, not retention, but they're already on the phone with you. They're already dealing with you. But you want to also communicate that for lead generation, for customers out there. How are you able to leverage your great customer service in terms of attracting new buyers for the to your business?
So, you know, not to sound cliche, but the best way to communicate that you deliver great service is to always deliver great service. and you know, in today's day and age, where everybody's on social media and everyone's talking and everyone's sharing with their friends, that's always the best way to do it. No amount of emails or billboards or commercials is going to do the job of an actual great experience. But even so, if you call AJ Madison, you're going to get an expert on the phone. You're going to get people with 10, 15, 20 years of experience in the appliance industry, people who deeply understand what the product is, how it works, how to get it to you, what they need to know. You're going to get asked the kinds of questions from your person on the phone you're not going to get when you walk into the average appliance store, because these guys really understand what it takes to be successful and deliver a great experience.
My guest is none other than Ilan Rosenrauch. He is the VP and head of the customer experience at AJ Madison. By the way, the website,
it's AJMadison.com.
AJ Madison, straight and easy, AJMadison.com. Just before we go to commercial break, perhaps you could just talk about the range of products, the product lines that you carry.
Absolutely.
All types of large appliances.
We carry all types of home appliances, from refrigerators to washers and dryers to ovens to ranges, cooktops, warming drawers, pretty much anything you need for your kitchens or laundry room. And I would even go beyond that. We're seeing people start to put appliances in their bedrooms and in their libraries. If you want a warm towel, maybe you want a warming drawer in your bedroom, or maybe you need a coffee machine in your closet. Really depends on your tastes. And again, we're here to help you figure it out.
And in terms of getting ideas, they could walk. You have a stunning showroom right in the middle of Brooklyn.
We have a stunning showroom in the middle of Brooklyn. And we just opened a new store in the D.C. metro area in Virginia.
Hey, Mazel Tov.
Thank you.
Where's the store? In what city?
We're in Tysons Corner, Virginia. So nice. Quick drive for everybody who lives in Washington, D.C., Maryland,
Baltimore,
or Virginia.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Nice, special. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Are you struggling to have your voice heard in a loud, busy, and overwhelming environment? It takes 6 seconds or less for consumers to form an impression of your brand. You cannot afford to get drowned out by the world. Having a clear corporate narrative will help your business stand out and go from surviving to thriving. Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, has been helping brands craft their corporate narrative for nearly 3 decades. BLMG put together a guide to help businesses speak with authority and take control of your corporate narrative. Visit BrandStory2020.com for your free Surviving to Thriving Executive Guide for Business Growth. That's BrandStory2020.com to get your free executive guide to helping your business scale. Again, that's BrandStory2020.com. If your business is ready to thrive, visit BrandStory2020.com. BLMG, Bottom Line Marketing Group. Get ready to tell your story.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftlis right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is Ilan Rosenrauch, VP and head of the customer experience at AJ Madison. Ilan, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Yes. Special shout out to Michael Gross and the team that Allow Amy, of course, you know, that allowed you to take out of a very hectic day to join me here. We're on the block of Madison Square Garden. That's where, of course, the as they say, the center of the business commerce in the planet, you know, happens right here in Midtown Manhattan. And it's pretty, you know, exciting and, of course, special that you're able to join some time with us and share your wisdom on the airwaves of 77 WABC. Ilan, in terms of the customer experience, how are you able to gauge in order to really assess how successful the company is at it? Because I just want to stress this a little bit more. We could really feel like we're doing a great job at it. And we're like, pat ourselves on the back. We know we're living a great experience. We're doing so much for them. But how do you really know what the customer is saying?
So I think the best measure that we're hitting the mark is that we're continuing to grow. People are continuing to refer customers, and we're people referring their friends and colleagues. But we talk to customers. We have the luxury and the benefit of having a store, two stores now, right, where we have customers come in every day and talk to us. We have customer support folks who talk to customers every day, people calling on the phones. We get direct feedback from a customer. We're not like just an e-commerce company that, like I mentioned earlier, has no people behind it. We have the people who are talking to our customers and getting their feedback. We obviously rely on, we use our metrics and we use all the various software and technology to measure how we're doing in every aspect of our business. You know, but the real measure of success is if you say to somebody on the street, you know, have you heard of AJ Madison? They say, of course I've heard of AJ Madison. If I talk to one of our appliance vendors, they'll tell me, of course we use your site. We use your site to see what our competition's doing. We use your site to see how you promote our product. And I've had opportunities to talk to our competitors who say the same things.
Yeah, that certainly speaks volumes, certainly. The next question is a little bit of a tricky one, and we touched on it earlier, but it has to do with social media. One of the guests we've had on this program was Jay Baer. Jay Baer actually wrote a book on this subject. He has Hug Your Haters. And he, of course, talked about it. He said social media, in terms of how it deals with retailer, is a, for the customer, is a spectator's sport. And what he was pointing out is like, is that at the end of the day, we live in a world that could be so valuable to a retailer and yet can be such a threat. If God forbid something happens and the customer experience wasn't just right for a particular person, and that person happens to be a star on social media, that he or she could, I won't say kill a company, but can cause a lot of heartache just from one experience. It's like, it's nuts. The power that social media affords just the average person. Now, of course, to the average person, that they look at it as a strength, that it levels the playing field, that, you know, every like you touched on earlier, every retailer must be on their game. But at the same time, there are times when you're dealing with someone who's impossible to please and just rants on social media and gives a bad rap, and they could just hide behind anonymity. And meanwhile, the retailer really did a good job. How would you explain all that and how to be successful at it from the retailer's point of view?
So I think everybody struggles with this challenge in retail. We do not view it as a threat. You know, we view social media as an opportunity to engage with our customers, both for us to push out information, but for them to contact us and tell us what's going on. In addition to email and phone, customers can find us in a half dozen places, and we answer every single one of them. And I think that's really the key. Most people just want to be heard. You know, in our my experience, if someone's on social media and they're upset on social media, there's probably a paper trail of all the other ways they've tried to get in touch with you try to get their problems resolved. So we really try to avoid them ever making it to social media. But part of you know, our approach, again, is that personal touch. Somebody posts a review or communicates on social media and are not happy, they're getting a phone call first thing in the morning. You know, if they post a review at 12 o'clock at night, they should expect the phone to ring at 7:30 in the morning, because someone's going to call them and find out, how can I help you resolve it? And, you know, I view it as a learning opportunity. If somebody took the time out of their day to post something on social media, we're going to pay attention to it. We're going to assume it's something we need to work on, and we're going to use it as an opportunity to work on it.
One of the guests we've had on the show was the CEO, he sold it, but of Barefoot Wines. And he, one of his lines is such a great line. He said, "Never waste a perfectly good mistake." Never waste a perfectly good mistake. That means if something happens, like you said, it's beautiful. From AJ Madison, if someone's upset about something, they're getting a call as soon as possible. If it happened overnight, they're getting a call in the morning. Right away, we're not saying like, we did our best. They should just understand. No. It's an opportunity to learn how could we actually even excel beyond what the expectation, we thought the expectation was X, it really turned out to be Y. We'll go there because that's where our customers want us to be.
Right. And it goes back to delivering great service all the way till the customer is satisfied, right? As if you're satisfied. The feedback from a customer who had a bad experience and posted on social media, who then got it resolved, is usually
right.
Over the moon.
That's
I can't
right.
believe the company called me and took care of me. I can't believe even after I was said negative things about them, they were able to resolve it. You know, it went south, but thank goodness someone called me and took care of the problem.
Nice.
That's the best feeling.
Ilan, how do you manage the many touch points that the customers have? We talked about social media, but there are so many touch points, whether they come into a showroom, whether it's online, whether it's by phone. How do you just keep your eye on, you know, as they say, the juggler, you know, some jugglers can have 3 balls in the air and some can have 10 in the air. You have hundreds in the air at any given moment. How do you keep your eye on the whole picture?
So we have a great team who really care about the customers and they're the ones that are, you know, day to day monitoring all the different touch points, making sure that they're all doing what they're supposed to, whether it's somebody who's making sure that the filters on the website are perfect, to the person who's responding to a customer's email, to the person who's making a phone call, to the person who's putting together the email that goes out to offer you a promotion. Every one of those people is wired to care about the customer, to care about the appliances, and to make sure they're doing a great job. You know, we have a dashboard, and we look at how everybody's performing, and we're constantly tweaking and learning. And as a team, we're always taking those opportunities and taking the learnings and trying to massage it. The other great thing about the company is we have a culture of people who want to pitch in and want to help. So there's never anybody who says, "Sorry, that's not my job," or "I'm not responsible for that. I know you're under a pile of work. You need to figure it out." People are cross-trained and running to help each other and going to figure out how can I solve this or do a better job. People are always pointing out, here's an opportunity, here's something I saw, here's a way to do it better. And you know, that's really the way to be at every consumer touch point is to have a whole company full of people watching all the touch points.
Ilan, let's talk about now the complexities of delivering large appliances. And I actually want to break this down. There's throughout the tri-state area, and then there's across the country, and in general, urban versus suburban, right? Trying to get large appliances into an apartment building has certain challenges, and yet also if it's someone who lives on a mountaintop somewhere, different challenges. Perhaps you can explain. This is not a very simple equation.
And no, not at all. And you know, you mentioned drones earlier. I don't see refrigerators being delivered by drones anytime soon, although I could be proven wrong. It's really, no matter where we're delivering appliances, it needs to be done with extreme care. And I think that's the key piece of it is that, you know, you can't just toss a box on someone's front lawn and hope that it's going to get where it needs to go. But every one of those scenarios has its own challenges. You know, dealing with deliveries in New York City, for example, has challenges of parking and places where you can and can't load and time restrictions. And you know, delivering across the country has its own challenges of whether it's regulations about how long someone can drive or what kind of work can be done in different states. So on one level, we have to be an expert in all of that. But really, it's about making sure that that every detail is covered at the beginning. And the guys who are placing the orders and the folks that are getting everything ready to be shipped out are really trying to cover every base. They want to make sure that they've gotten as much detail as possible. So I mentioned earlier, locally it's easy. We'll send someone out to go measure, take pictures, figure out the best way to deliver, the best time of day to deliver. We figure out when alternate site is. Maybe that's a good time, right? So there's tricks like that. But really it's about making sure you have as much information about where it's going and what the house looks like. We have a customer in California. We'll tell tell them to send us pictures. Take pictures of your old appliances. Take pictures of the connections for your old appliances. Do take a video walking from the front lawn all the way to where the appliance needs to go. And we'll review it, and we'll, based on that, we'll be able to figure out who's the right person to deliver it. What's the right service that they need? Do they have all the parts that they need in place? Do they need to call their plumber or their electrician? It's not always as simple as just plugging in. But it's really about getting as much of that detail worked out up front before that leaves our warehouse, so that we can do the best job of getting it into your home.
And AJ Madison delivers coast to coast.
Coast to coast, 48 states.
48 states. Wow. My guest this evening is Ilan Rosenrauch, VP and head of the customer experience at AJ Madison. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Are you a life insurance agent or financial advisor? Then this message is for you. At Hidden Gem Life Solutions, we specialize in purchasing life and viatical settlements. We convert unneeded life insurance policies into profit for you and your client as listed. By partnering with the Hidden Gem team, you can make over $50,000 possible commission on a single deal. Visit HiddenGemLS.com and get started. Turn your client's liability into an asset by visiting Hidden Gem's website, HiddenGemLS.com. That's HiddenGemLS.com. Or you can call us at 516-342-5516.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftos right here on 77 WABC. My guest is Ilan Rosenrauch. He is the VP and head of the customer experience at AJ Madison. We covered a lot of different critical subjects that relate to almost any type of business. You don't have to be a retailer to provide great customer experience. And it's critical. So in case you're just tuning in, the good news is, as the listeners know, by Tuesday morning, the episode will be up at mybradio.com. And there you could listen to it in the format, on the platform of your choice, iTunes, Google Play, etc., whichever platform you enjoy. Just go to mybradio.com. You'll see all the different platforms listed. The YouTube episode may be up actually by then as well. It's certainly going to be a little bit more of a production. So really, we'll check in with that. I believe it should be up the entire episode as well. Ilan, I'm going to jump right in. You know, many of our listeners are small to medium-sized entities. What advice would you give to them for the ones that are involved in complex logistics? Before the break, we talked about complex logistics. You deliver to Kansas and to Brooklyn and to Miami and to Las Vegas. I mean, you're around the country. Complex logistics, what advice could you share on complicated logistical, I don't want to say nightmares, but just challenges, if you know, is probably a better way to put it.
Absolutely. It's definitely challenging. You can script as much of your logistics as you think, as you want. You can definitely try. But at the end of the day, when things go smoothly, no one notices, right? It's when things go awry that you have to really be on top of it. And the way you have to do that, I believe, and what we do at AJ Madison is you have to build the resiliency in the team. You have to build the muscle memory of how to react and respond in the right way. And so some of that is the customer-centric thought process that we talked about. Mm-hmm. But really, it's the commitment of the people to being able to jump in and resolve issues. You can't wait until something happens to figure out for the first time how I'm going to deal with this. And at the same time, no 2 days are alike, right? And so you have to take every opportunity to learn from the experience of the people who are doing it every day, talk to the people. Because we do so much in the New York metro area, I have been known to drop in on a delivery here and there without telling anyone or show up in the warehouse in the middle of the night. I never walk away without learning something. I've never left a customer's home where I didn't come back with something and say, hey, we have to change the way we're doing this, or we have to improve on that, or we're doing a great job and we can do a little bit better here. And I think that's the key to it. It can't be, you know, it can't be just numbers, right? It can't just be a spreadsheet. It can't just be a dashboard. It has to be, you know, tangible stuff. You're talking about bringing heavy stuff from one place to another into someone's home. Every home is different. Imagine if someone came and tried to pull a 500-pound range into your house. Could you even imagine what that's going to look like? What furniture needs to move? Right. So it's really about focusing on how to prepare the team to react to those things.
But you know, Ilan, what I also enjoyed about what you said, and I mean, of course, we know this in marketing, is that you have to have your game plan and prepare for it, but you have to be able also to be comfortable moving pieces around when surprises pop up.
100%. And, you know, I could take a moment to give a shout out to all the people that are up at 4 o'clock in the morning trying to figure those problems out and still come to work at 8 o'clock in the morning. But you're 100% right. It has to be, people have to be willing to jump in and figure it out and be flexible. And, you know, as a company, you have to have the right culture from the top of being flexible and not being so rigid that you don't know how to or can't move, a piece. And we do that on a day-to-day basis.
Ilan, I understand also that you're on top of managing and spotting talent in order to scale the team. Perhaps you could share. Now, I'm not asking for trade secrets because, at the end of the day, AJ Madison is in the leading spot for a reason, and, of course, a testament to you and the team. When scaling a team, just some advice that you could share out there on spotting, you know, top talent.
Yeah, I don't think it's a trade secret. I think you can talk to anyone who works at AJ Madison, and you're going to figure it out. It's about having heart, energy, and empathy. But we call it heart at AJ Madison. It's about caring. It's about coming to work every day and making sure that you're really going to do a great job for the customers. And so when we're meeting new talent and looking for people, that's what we're looking for. We could teach you about appliances, and we can teach you how to use our system, and we can teach you about logistics, but I can't teach you to care, and I can't teach you to have a positive energy. So we look for things like that. You know, what do people do in their spare time? How do they, are they involved in their community? Are they doing things other than things just for themselves? And in a business where so much can go wrong, but so much can go right, you really want people who truly are kind of living and breathing that.
Ilan, I'll share. One of the great guests that we've had on Mind Your Business is the CEO of Dale Carnegie, Joe Hart. And we discussed the what to look for in hiring someone. And I believe on his list of five items, his top item was attitude. Attitude has got to be at the top. Of course, talent is key, and is the person the right fit for this? Of course. But attitude, if a person has a great attitude, grab them. If they have a lousy attitude, all the talent in the world will just sour others.
Right.
Just...
Yeah, you can't be flexible, and you can't be responsive, and you can't adjust on a dime to meet your customers' needs if you don't have people who really have that right attitude. And, you know, for us, we look for people we want to work with, right? Is this somebody who I want to be up until the middle of the night figuring out a problem with?
My guest is Ilan Rosenrauch, the VP and head of the customer experience at AJ Madison. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Are you struggling to have your voice heard in a loud, busy, and overwhelming environment? It takes 6 seconds or less for consumers to form an impression of your brand. You cannot afford to get drowned out by the world. Having a clear corporate narrative will help your business stand out and go from surviving to thriving. Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, has been helping brands craft their corporate narrative for nearly 3 decades. BLMG put together a guide to help businesses speak with authority and take control of your corporate narrative. Visit brandstory2020.com for your free Surviving to Thriving Executive Guide for Business Growth. That's brandstory2020.com to get your free executive guide to helping your business scale. Again, that's brandstory2020.com. If your business is ready to thrive, visit brandstory2020.com. BLMG, Bottom Line Marketing Group. Get ready to tell your story.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
And we're back. Mind your business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. A special shout out to those tuned in around the world at mybradio.com and on the 77 WABC app. My guest is none other than Ilan Rosenrauch, the VP and head of the customer experience at AJ Madison. Ilan, thank you for taking out of your hectic schedule and joining me here on 77 WABC.
Yitzhak, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you. You know, at AJ Madison, right, you've specialized in making it fun and easy to shop for appliances, large appliances, complex purchases. You know, for a small business owner, how vital is it to constantly keep an eye on all the touch points that evolve in the customer experience?
I think it's true in any business, but certainly in our business, you can never be standing still. Michael, our CEO, is always talking about how we have to constantly be evolving. And that's how the business grew, by always evolving, seeing what the customer needs, what's happening in the marketplace, and constantly looking at ways to tune the business, to tweak what we're doing, to add new product, to add different ways of shopping, to add different tools. And you see it on our website. We have a comprehensive and really easy to use, but wealth of information and product set to be able to shop for. And that's all a function of constantly looking at how do we do a better job and how do we keep moving forward and evolving the business? How do we adapt to the changing marketplace?
And in your case, it's e-commerce and brick and mortar.
Correct.
Yeah. Now, of course, that leads me to my next key question, and that is, we live in today's day and age where people think it's all e-commerce. Everything is e-commerce. But of course, brick and mortar has such a key place. In fact, there are many retailers out there that started as e-com and, of course, have now moved to have physical a footprint because, as you mentioned before, we're all human. At the end of the day, it's not machines to humans. It's machines can aid the human, but it's human to human. Perhaps you could talk about, because something that AJ Madison is known for, the strength of having a brick-and-mortar presence now in 2 states as well as an e-commerce presence.
So obviously e-commerce is growing and going to continue to grow and become an even larger part of people's shopping experience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we spend a ton of time and energy on making sure we have a great e-commerce experience. Mm-hmm. And every shopping experience starts online, right?
The research.
Whether it's research, whether it's getting organized,
specs.
Thinking about when you do specs, all that stuff. But we believe, and we see it, you know, every single day in our stores, that when people are making a big purchase, a luxury purchase, something that either they're spending a lot of money or they're going to invest a lot of time in, right? You're going to have a refrigerator for 10 years. You want to really see what it feels like. You want to open the doors. You want to pull out the shelves
and
of the
feel.
Oven and see how it works. Mm-hmm. We believe strongly that customers want that and need that. And we have customers who will start online, finish in the store, start in the store and finish online, and any combination of both. And you know, we want to, and we work every day to create a great experience for them in both of those places and an experience that complements each other. other. And I think that's really the trend we're seeing in retail and e-commerce now, which is companies that went all e-commerce are realizing that there is that human element missing, and it's physical, right? There's a physical thing there, and you want to know what it looks like and what it feels like. I remember when I was shopping for my appliances, and obviously I went to AJ Madison, and I brought my wife with me, and I had set my sights on what I wanted based on what everyone told me. And she walked around the store with one of our people, actually with our general manager. And she opened doors, and they opened the refrigerator door, and she said, "Oh my gosh, how come you didn't tell me about this one?" I said, "Well, because the people who know better told me that." She said, "What do you mean? This is perfect for me." And I think that experience is part of it. And you know, we're seeing that every day.
So, it just, if I may, to hold on to the online versus brick and mortar experience, what tips would you share for any type of retailer out there that is just online and is going the route of building a brick and mortar? What do they need to factor in terms of the synergy between the two?
I think consistency is very important. You're not running two separate businesses, right? If somebody interacts with your brand or shops online, they need to have the same type of experience in the store. And that's everything from how do you represent your brand, how do you talk about the product, how do you present it in the different places where a customer is seeing it. They're not the same, and it's not the same experience, right? There's going to be different tools, and there's going to be different conversation and a different pace, perhaps. But I think that consistency of the brand in all of those places and really makes an impact on a customer shop.
That's a great point. I mean, because certainly in the world of marketing, the consistent brand identity has to be maintained. But you're saying even in terms of the customer experience, the fact that if someone calls up AJ Madison, they're getting someone on the phone right away. Online, if they're reaching out, they'll also get a response right away. You're saying it's not just identity and branding, it's also the entire experience is maintained, whether it's in the store, whether it's online, whether it's over the phone. Consistency.
Absolutely, that's the goal. And no matter where you are, like you said, you're going to get a human. Maybe it's a chat online or somebody in the store. There's always somebody to greet you and ask you, what are you working on today? Make you comfortable. Again, it's a scary, expensive purchase that you're about to make. And whatever we can do to reduce the headaches, to make it comfortable, to make it relaxing, and if we can make it fun too, you know, that's what we aim for.
Here's an interesting question. I mean, you sell all types of appliances, and some are for homes where it's just a basic washer and dryer, and some they're remodeling, and it's a luxury purchase. Are there any differences in the approach, or is it fundamentally the same experience? I mean, perhaps you could share maybe a thought on that.
I think from a marketing perspective, there's probably a different approach, but from a customer perspective, you need to wash your clothes, you need to cook your food. And when whatever you're purchasing is important to you, whether it's a luxury refrigerator or what you call the basic refrigerator, I still need to keep my food cold, and it's important to me, and I'm making an investment in that no matter what level. And you know, we meet the customers where they are and do our best to match them to the right product and the right set of appliances.
Now, Ilan, this is a delicate question, but my feeling is I could kind of ask you anything, so just going to jump right in. Of course, this does not happen too frequently at AJ Madison. It's very rare. But let's say there's an experience where the customer is really bent out of shape, something that's even was out of your hands. You shared a wonderful example earlier where something was out of your control. The manufacturer was delayed in delivering a product. You came through. My question is, how do you deal with customers who are very disappointed for whatever reason, whether they're correct or not? And it's a situation that's out of your control, but the customer is venting, but you know, how do you deal with that?
So honesty is the best policy. Sometimes you have to let a customer vent. You definitely have to hear them out and understand where they're coming from. But you know, you have to tell them the truth. If we forgot to load something on the truck, that's what we're going to tell them. We forgot to load something on the truck. We're sorry. We're going to make it right. If we made a mistake, we're going to own it. And we tell the team lives that every day. And we remind them every day that, you know, don't spin a story. It's very easy to you know, and I'm sure you've had experiences where you call a retailer or you call somebody with a problem and you sort of have that funny feeling that something seems off, they're not telling you the truth. So we own it. You know, if something wasn't in stock and we said it was, we apologize. We're going to work with you to replace it, to find you something to fill the spot. Or like I said, we're going to work with the manufacturer to get it for you. But really just building that trust and building that relationship is so important to us, that being honest and communicating as much as we can, so that you're not left high and dry.
So important and so special. Elon, as we wrap up the interview again, Elon is the VP of and the head of customer experience at AJ Madison, ajmadison.com. Perhaps the leading, or certainly one of the leading retailers for large appliances in the tri-state area, and of course with the servicing clients throughout the nation. As we bring the interview to a close, perhaps you could share any final thoughts with the listeners of Mind Your Business.
I think I'll just recap a couple of what I think are sort of the key points of, to keep in mind is, mm-hmm. number one, you have to always be monitoring how you're doing. But don't forget to actually talk to the people who you're servicing. It's easy to get lost in a dashboard or a number or a metric or, an email that you get every day. But there's real people out there, whether it's people inside the company or people you're buying from or selling to. And if you talk to them and if you watch what they're doing, and you will learn from them and you'll be learning every day. And I think that's the second point, which is every experience an opportunity to learn. So it's easy today. You can go online. You can shop at 100 places before lunch. You can walk around the city and go into every store and always learn and see how other people are serving their customers and how customers are interacting. And then the last thing is to communicate. And like I said, be honest in the communication. If you tell people what's going on, most people are rational and will accept it and will appreciate it. I think people are so cynical today that, somebody being honest with them and just
like
saying,
it stands out.
Hey,
like,
I made a mistake.
Whoa.
Here's what we did. We're going to fix it. And, that builds trust and loyalty and that builds customers.
Elon Rosenrauch, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business. Wow. The VP and head of the customer experience at AJ Madison. Well, we're out of time. The time goes so fast. We're doing the show. Flew. But tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over 2 decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.